South Korea's president is again urging North Korea to give up its quest for nuclear weapons. In a speech Wednesday in Beijing, President Roh Moo-hyun says getting rid of weapons would allow the rest of the world to help the reclusive, impoverished North. South Korean President Roh Moo-hyun says North Korea must give up its nuclear weapons projects. He warns that no nation has the right to threaten the security of its neighbors. Mr. Roh says North Korea must choose the path of peace and coexistence with others and warned that the North's nuclear weapons do not assure its security. Mr. Roh spoke at prestigious Tsinghua University in Beijing, which counts Chinese President Hu Jintao among its graduates. The South Korean president held talks with President Hu and other Chinese leaders during a visit to China that has seen the two nations agree to pursue a non-nuclear Korean peninsula and a peaceful solution to the nuclear dispute. North Korea admitted last October it had a nuclear weapons program in violation of international agreements. China is North Korea's long-standing ally and recently assumed a vigorous diplomatic role in the nuclear crisis. In April, China hosted talks between North Korea and the United States that ended without apparent progress. Since then, Beijing has been in close touch with North Korea and recently dispatched top diplomats to Washington and Moscow in the hope of restarting some kind of talks. In his university speech, South Korean President Roh says solving the dispute over the nuclear program is a step toward the peace needed for Northeast Asia to achieve prosperity. He cites the European Union as an example of a region once torn by bitter conflict and war that now enjoys peace and prosperity envied by other nations. He says with peace, Northeast Asia could grow into a major economic bloc that would parallel Europe and North America. President Roh next visits China's most important business center, Shanghai, as he nears the end of a four-day state visit to China. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.